Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his mighty name together. God is so good. Woo! Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank the Lord for his mercy, his grace, his love, his peace, his joy, his kindness, his protection, his provision. Yes, we give honor to God this day. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. But this is truly the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we're ever so glad in it. Oh, yes, we are. We honor the Lord God this morning, and we thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his grace. We thank him for his love, his faithfulness towards us. Oh, yes, we give honor to God, because truly this is the day that he has made. Hallelujah. And everything that we need for this day, he has provided for us, regardless to the situation and the circumstance. If there's strength that's needed for the day, we have it. Whatever we need, whatever we need. So we know that God is in control. So we're relaxing and letting go and letting his good come forth. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. I don't know, but I'm not going to worry about it. Everything is in God's hands. Can we say that? I don't know. God got it. Oh, yes, he does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The battle is not ours. It is the Lord's. Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah. He is the mighty battle axe. He fight our battles. Yes, indeed. He protect us from danger seen and unseen. Oh, yes, he does. Hallelujah. Well, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. We're so delighted that you are on. Hallelujah. You just stopped by, and perhaps the Lord led you to stop by, we believe, and we thank the Lord for using us to share a mighty word from the Lord, or perhaps a word of encouragement, prayer, to let you know that no matter how things seem to tangle up, I'm telling you, God can untangle everything. Hallelujah. Just relax, let go, and let God. Hallelujah. Relax, let go, and let God deal with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Because nothing happened that God didn't know was going to happen. And sometimes things happen to see how we're handling it. Do we need to sit in the classroom again? Are we weak or are we strong in this area? Hallelujah. So we just give God the glory. Hallelujah. And we thank God that he knows exactly what he's doing in our life. Amen. Even the little tiny things that seem like this makes no sense at all. Everything is taken care of. What is this? Hallelujah. But God, just give it to him. He understands. How are you going to handle it? You're going to get frustrated. You're going to do, woe is me. Are you going to say, God, it's in your hands. Hallelujah. Trust God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you for this day. Truly, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. We come in the name of Yeshua. Yes, giving you glory, blessing your name. Thanking you for your kindness. Thanking you for your love. Oh, my God. Thanking you for your mercy. Thanking you for your grace. Thanking you for favor with you and favor with men. Almighty God. Oh, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Woo! in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your will. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. For you are the sovereign Lord. Hallelujah. Besides you, there is none other. You are the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. We bless your name. We lift our hands to heaven and we hit his tickle. Hallelujah. We thank you that you made it possible for us to be able to lift our hands and bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to your name. You're the God that's more than enough. You're our provider. You're the God that heals your people. Hallelujah, yes you are. Hallelujah, you're the God that protects. You're the God that shields. You're the God that defends. You're the God that gives us instructions and guidance and direction. Hallelujah. Every provision. Hey, God. We thank you. Not only for those at the media, the sound of my voice, but your people everywhere. Almighty God. Woo! Woo! Let the world see what it's like to be a child of the Almighty. Hey! Of the Almighty God. Almighty God. We thank you. Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you. We thank you for you, our comforter. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Our joy. Yes, you are. And you're faithful to us. And we, Father, we thank you. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We thank you for speaking to us and through us. We thank you, Father. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah that you're so close. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for how you heal our bodies. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for you're our comforter. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we glory in you, Almighty God. We're so grateful, eternally grateful to you, Almighty God. Father, we ask and thank you for forgiving us for every sin that we've committed against you in word, thought, and deed. Yes, Lord, we ask that you cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah, that we may walk in harmony and peace with you. Hey, God, thank you. We thank you that we are kingdom children. We, oh, God, hallelujah, 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 regardless because we're in this earth, it does not alter the fact that we're kingdom children. And hey, God, and we walk under the authority of the kingdom. Hallelujah on this earth. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, Almighty God. Oh, we're just pilgrims. Hallelujah. We're ambassadors. Hallelujah. 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 So we thank you for strength to glorify you. Hallelujah. 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 We lift those up who've gotten weary and turned and threw the towel in, Almighty God, and went for the worldly, for the world, Almighty God, and prospering in the world. Hallelujah. Turned their back, Almighty God. We ask that you forgive them and draw them to you. Hallelujah. Heal them, Almighty God, of their hurt and pain. Hallelujah. Bring them back, Lord God. Bring them back. Oh, God, bring them back. Let them remember the relationship that they had with you. Let them remember the joy. Hallelujah. Let them remember they can trust you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even in the desert places, God, we thank you for remembering them and helping them, Almighty God. Thank you. But Father, we know, hallelujah, that some get weak and none who have their ear that can encourage them to stay steadfast. But you can speak, Almighty God. So we ask you to speak to them. Hallelujah. Oh God, no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. We thank you now and we glorify you. Thank you for remembering our children. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for granting traveling mercy for all those that are traveling. And regardless of the mean, we thank you for their traveling mercy and your traveling mercy and their safety. Almighty God, bless your name. We're so joyful and we're resting in your kindness and your love. But it is in the name of Yeshua we pray and give you glory and honor. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. We just glorify the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Good morning, my sister. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. Hallelujah. Genesis 1. You know what we do. And once we read 2 Chronicles 7, 13 through 14, Elder Peterson will begin to pray for the nations. Amen. But we have to do our foundation scripture. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Blessed his most holy name. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Same chapter, the 26th verse. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Bless your most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Second chapter, first verse. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he, bless his holy name, and rest on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43. Hallelujah. Bless his most holy name. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 But God. But God. But God. Hallelujah. I feel no way sad. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:7. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Verse 8, bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God, neither shall there be after me. Blessed who by his most holy name. I, even I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Second Chronicles 7:13-14. Second Chronicles 7:13-14. Hallelujah. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Elder Peterson.
Thank you, Lord God. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we lift you up, thanking you for yet another day to come before your throne, God, to come boldly before you, bringing our cares and our concerns. Thank you for this day that you have made, this day that we could come rejoice and be glad in about you. We thank you, God, for every opportunity you shall give us in this day to be a witness for you. Even before our families, husbands, wives, God, we thank you for every opportunity that you give unto us, because you always given us opportunities. And we are grateful and thankful, for you are the King of Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, and we bless you as the King that you are. Everyone shall give account of themselves to you, Lord.
Yes,
God, we know in Ecclesiastes, the preacher says that I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And
God
doeth it that men should fear before him. Thank you, Lord God, that nothing can be added to your word. Nothing can be taken from your word. What you have spoken is already established. Every word of God is already settled in heaven. So, God, we ask that your word be settled in the spirit of man, that man accepts your word, that man accepts you, that man receives you as their personal Savior. We adore you and we glorify you, God. That has to be acknowledgement of you, of your enduring and perfect work. God, you do things well. Hallelujah.
Everything
that you can't do or won't do according to your word. For you stand by your word. You are faithful to your word. So we thank you for this moment in time. God, you ought to be reverenced. You ought to be worshipped. For without God, All of man's work is empty. All of man's work is inadequate. Oh, my God. All of man's work is done in vain without you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It may help others, oh God, but it's still vain. It's not done for the glory of God. It's hopeless energy. It's hopeless energy going in circles because it's not pleasing you, Lord God. Jesus said to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind. It's the first command. Oh, my God. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And it should be done in this nation. But, God, we see the trouble. We see the things that are going on. And people are lover of themselves more than lover of God. Oh, my. They love darkness. Oh, my God. Rather than light. Oh, God. They walking. Oh, my God. In circles, God, not admonishing you, not speaking of you, not talking of you, God, not bringing you into their homes, not bringing you into their businesses, God, and they wonder why the things are happening in this nation. And God, it flows from the head on down. Oh, my God, if the people aren't taught, God, if you aren't reverence, if you aren't brought up, God, will not bring you up either. So, God, we thank you and we bless your most holy name. We have people in the nation that are treated unfairly and unequally, and many who need housing or affordable housing, and there's bickering between the parties, and people need a place to lay their heads. It's like a ping pong ball. There's back and forth and decisions and decisions, and nothing is really taking place. They're trying to outdo one another. They're behind things and decisions and massacres amongst each other and blown out of proportion and no unity or one accordness taking place. It's for me and what I want and how I want it and the way I want it, and these things are not to be. If it should be about the nation, if it should be about the people. Thank God for answering the prayers of no shutdown. God, we are grateful that the shutdown didn't take place. We do not attribute it to man. We attribute it to you hearing our prayers, hearing the prayers of those who went forth, of the voices that were lifted up, God, speaking the same thing in unity of no shutdown. So we are grateful for you answering prayer. Yes, to God be the glory. Hallelujah, God, because you are the one who did it. So we thank you and we bless you. And there's a claim to be one nation under God. Yeah, God is left out of the decisions. God is left out of every equation.
Thank
you, Lord God. God is not even mentioned. The word of God is not instructed. And I wonder, God, if prayer is going up before each party. Oh, my God, how they come when they come into the different sessions at the different times, is your name brought up? Anyone consult you? Do they pray? Do they bow? Oh, my, do they lift up hands before you? Do they lift up their heads before you? Does your name come out of their mouth at any given time? Every decision affects the nation. Every decision affects the whole of the people. It affects people suffering. They forget the royal law. Oh my God, the royal law. If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Then you. Well, things are not well because love of the people in the nation is not going forward. If we well, the evidence is proven it is not being done for the nation, in the nation, oh God. The mistreatment of others, mistreatment one another, wrong decisions made for the nation by man, and God is left out. It's important that the right decisions be made for the nation. Right decisions for families, for lives of people, for the glory of God. It's about you, God, getting your glory, wherever it's spoken, God, it should be to bring you glory. The word of God should never be left out of the nation. He has a sign posted saying, in God we trust. A sign saying one nation under God, but not as if the fine being a child of the Most High God. Any leader, no matter the title or their degrees, no matter political or religious arena, who openly practice sin, who knowingly allows all kind of sin as the head of any type of ministry, any type of ministry. Decisions made will be from poisonous tongues. So God, we come against every poisonous tongue now in the name of Jesus. Every decision made from tongues, oh my God.
Glory.
Lies that don't speak the truth, that don't bring you forth first, we come against it now. So, God, we thank you for hearing and we thank you that you're doing it. God, we want things to be pleasing in your sight in this nation. According to James, God, the tongue is a little member. God, there's no sympathy. Many have no sympathy and no compassion for the people. Tongue, little member, it boasts this great thing. A lot of sweet-smelling words, a lot of lies. It's unruly evil. It's full of deadly poison. God, tongues that are deadly, we say, move now. You have no right. Your agenda is fake. Your agenda is false. So we call it out as it is. And we speak and decree and declare that the word of God comes forth. So God, we thank you and we bless you. And we treat, decree and declare that it is. So we bless you, God, and pull down shut mouths, God. Oh, my God. That needs to be shut. That's spreading the deadly poison. We thank you for doing it. There's a way that seems right unto a man. At the end of that way is death. God is saying, they think in their mind is right, not knowing they're doing the agenda of the enemy. God, you are my regulator. You deal with their heart. God, you can go down into the deepest crevice and the places that we don't know exist. God, you go down into those places. Let your word speak so deep down, God, that man will have to, God, acknowledge you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord God. We
thank
know that
you,
the harvest is plentiful, but
yes,
the laborers are few. So,
God,
we thank you for being a part of the laborers. Thanking you for choosing us for such a time as this.
Thank
you for the laborers in the kingdom, God,
yes,
who will
Lord.
Come for your throne at any given time, 24 hours a day, coming to you on behalf of the people, on behalf of the nation, on behalf of the lying wonders, on behalf of the lying tongues, on behalf of what's needed in the nation. We declare war against the enemy. What he sends won't work. It can't work. Because where we send forth the word, the angels take the word, oh my God, and take it to where it needs to go, even into the remotest place. Oh my God, the angels know, and we send them forth, God, to shut the lion mouth, shut the lion's mouth, shut all the roaring down. So God, we thank you and we bless you for what you are doing. Lord God, the Bible tell us that the confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. God, don't let confidence be put in the unfaithful man. The confidence in you, in what you do, and how you move. Oh, God, in whom you sin.
Yes,
so, God, we thank you, God. Confidence
you.
In the Almighty God. Confidence
you,
in the word that stands when all else fails. Because your word will never, ever fail. There is no failure in your word. Your word stands against every attack of the enemy. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So God, thank you for even strengthening us for this task, knowing that the enemy has attacked, but they are counteracted by your word.
Yes, Lord.
Faithfulness unto what you have said to do.
Yes,
we thank you and we bless you.
Yes,
we come against all the attacks in the nation, all the spiritual wickedness that's taken Lord, we know the enemy is on the rise, but your word is more faithful. Your word can do more in a moment's time.
So
we thank you for what your word is doing now as it goes forth. Your arms are not too short, and your ears are not too heavy. You hear, you know, you see, and you can reach down. So, God, we thank you that even now you're reaching into places that we don't see. You're reaching into places that we don't know.
Thank
you for doing it. Thank you, God, that as you reach, oh, my God, that there's a turnaround, oh, my God. Coming into the kingdom.
Yes,
oh, my God, witches and warlords have to take heed to your word. Your word, God, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. What you have sent your word to do is accomplishing right now. And so it is. So we know that the love of God is lacking. Therefore, the love for the fellow man, for life, for people is lacking. So much trouble in the land.
God.
So much trouble because of man. Man bringing all kind of despicable things. We know that Job tells us that man, born of a woman, held but a few days and full of trouble. He was held up in the book of Job that as the sparks fly upward, so does trouble. But Lord God, you told us that you have overcome the world. It says you have overcome the world. Your people, those that are yours, are overcomers in you, more than conquerors through you. They had a victory in you. So God, help them to seek you for the nation. Help them to seek you in this nation. Help them to cry out to you, O God, to know that your wisdom, you know, will leave, not forsake them. You provide every need. You have all that pertains. We have it, God, that pertains to life and godliness. So, God, pull down strongholds. Pull down the lies. God, we thank you. Pull down the wickedness, oh God, from the top on down. Shut mouths that need to be shut. Close off for good if necessary, God. You know what to do. You know how to do it. We thanking you for moving, and we count it all joy. We bless you in advance. No counterattack, because we come before your throne. No counterattacks in our family, in our marriages. We thank you, Lord, because, God, we do your will, doing your work. God, we bless you. Thank you for your forgiveness. Anything in us that ought not to be, God, you take it out, God. Reveal it. We can come before your throne. Ask for forgiveness, forgiveness. Oh, God, you are a forgiving God. So we thank you for your purchase, Lord. We thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your love. Let it be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Open us up, oh God. Oh God, infiltrate, God, where infiltration is needed. Bind up everything that needs to be bound up and lose the power, oh my God, of the Almighty God. We thank you.
Thank you,
for best here, release now. We thank you, God. Depression is moving. We thank you, Lord God. Stoneholds coming down. God, we thank you. Fear and doubt is being removed, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. And faith is being built, oh God. Thank you, God. For your faithful ones, for the ones who will stand up and be counted, the ones, God, that will love in spite of, that will speak your word regardless. Put those in place, God, that will stand up, God, leadership, God, that will follow after you, that will be good soldiers of Jesus Christ. There will be good soldiers in your army that will fight the good fight of faith, that will stand against the current, God, that will flow in you, God, that will seek your face in everything, that will acknowledge you in all their ways, knowing that your grace is sufficient. We thank you for God, strengthening your people everywhere, God. Thank you, God, for how you're walking with us and talking with us and calling us your own, oh God. Build up, God, where building up is needed, oh God. Help your people, God, to stand strong, God. Oh God, to continue walking up right before you, God. To know that you're with them, God. You know, leading off of forsake them, oh God. Those that have to go underground, God, even in the nations, Jesus. Be with them, oh God. Oh God, see the mercenaries, oh God. Help the people, God. The same, Jesus. God, we got so much, God, that we can pray for, Jesus. We got those, God, who are stuck in their minds, God, who need help, God, and help is not provided. We ask you to open that door, God, and help will be provided for the helpless, for the hopeless. You are man's hope, God. Send those by, God, that will speak a word, that will cause an enlightenment, that their minds will be receive it, God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for doing
thank
it. We bless you for doing it, oh God. We got our ears at it, God, being mistreated. And monies are going to all kind of places. God, we allocate that the monies, God, be provided for the ears of the God. Those that are mistreating them, God, be removed. And those, God, that have the love, God, the love of God, the love for man, the love of humanity, who won't mind, God, how about God, who will be sensitive to our elderly needs, oh God. Thank you, God, for the table, Jesus. Help, God.
Yes,
oh, my God. So many, God, are being turned away for reason or another. But, God, we speak, God, that they be kept, God, that they be helped, oh, God, that there will be those, oh, God, who will draw them in, God, who will help them, God, who won't turn them away, God, who will say, come, God. The places will open up, God. The buildings will be available, God. We got so many empty buildings, oh, God.
My God.
That can be used on behalf of the people. We got all families, God. Oh, my God. So many different things, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask you to move.
Move,
oh, God,
Lord.
We ask you to do only that which you do. You have your way, God. We thank you for doing it. We bless you for doing it. It's all about you. It's not about man. It's about your glory. We want you to be glorified. We want you to be magnified. We want you to be lifted up. Even though, God, your spirit speaker express about the things that would take place. And God, we know these things are happening. We see it before our very eyes. But you told us to pray. The men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Help us to continue praying, God. Help us to call, God, those things that be not as though they were. Help us to see it by faith. Help us to believe, God, that we already received. Believe that it's already done. Count it done. Speak it done. Know that it's done. Even in our spirit, man, God, help us to know that it's done. Thank you, God, for how you do it. We thank you for moving everything that needs to be moved. Every mountain coming down. Oh, my God. We thank you, God. Walls coming down. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
oh,
you,
my
Lord.
God, we thank you, God, for whom you sending. We thank you, God, for angel dispatched. Thank you for
thank
the ministering and warring angels that minister a war on behalf of your people. God, we thank you. We bless you. We honor and we by your name. God, we thank you that you already moved. We thank you for what you have done. Thank you for hearing it. Thank you for answering. concern, oh God. We thank you, God, for leaders, God, that may need to come down. You bring them down. Let them know, God, they have to be humble before you. For if they humble themselves, God, they will be brought. If they acknowledge themselves to be more higher than they ought to, God, you will bring them down. But God, if they humble themselves, oh my God, you're the one that in due time will exalt them. So God, we ask you, God, to bring down everything that needs to be brought down in every high place, in every position, God. Oh my, no matter who they are, God, we thank you, God, and put in place, God, those that would do right by you first and then do right for the nation, do right for the people. We thank you, God, and we count it for your glory. We say, God, you have your way. You be glorified and magnified. And we say to God, be the glory. Hallelujah. To God, be all of your glory. It is so, and so it is.
Hallelujah.
We bless you. We honor you. We glorify your most holy name.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it, God.
Yes,
thank
God.
You for
thank
doing
you.
It. Open eyes to see, God.
Yes,
ears
God.
To hear, God. We
thank
you,
God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, that we receive your word, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for this moment in time, God. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. We give you your glory, God. Your praise and your honor.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Sweet, sweet Lord God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for covering your blood. Hallelujah. Come on, so
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord for that prayer. We thank the Lord for using Elder. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for her willingness to come every Wednesday and pray for the nations and the cover of the nations, because truly our nation is in need of prayer. Yes, Lord. And repentance. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, for truly we have sinned against our God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Our scripture is Luke the 9th chapter and the 23rd verse starting. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man's advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Father, as shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, There be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. That's a clue right there that we don't use. Numbers. In the 11th chapter, studying that, we find that the people began to complain. And there was a mixed multitude that left Egypt with them. And they started, you have to be careful who have your ear. And sometimes even on your jobs, you have people complaining and thinking of an individual I know who had an excellent job, but he was having problems with people. And there was one who came beside him and said, I'm your friend, and just gave him a little information to let him take his guard down. But he began to complain about the job, complain about those who were over him, and he eventually lost his job. And the people that God was bringing, that had brought out of Egypt, they were complaining. They even said how wonderful the food was. And they had been enslaved over 400 years. And as a result of that, that God had taken them out, and they decided that it was better in Egypt. Even us today, there are some of us, when things get rough, we'll look back and we'll say, well, before I got saved, I had this and I had that. God delivered you, brought into the kingdom, his kingdom, and you turning your nose up at it, knowing that he told us that we would have trouble. But he'll be with us. And hear the children of Israel complain. And then the strangest thing, the leader, Moses, complained. Moses had enough. Moses said he took all the weight on himself. I just can't take no more. What you expect from me, God? And I like what God said, the 11th chapter of Numbers and the 23rd verse. This seals it right here. And the Lord said unto Moses, is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my words shall come to pass unto thee or not. God is in control. I have to remind myself, and I'm sure many of us have to remind ourselves, it's not about us. When we take up that cross daily to follow the Messiah, he didn't tell us it was going to be easy, but he told us he'll be with us. Take the responsibility away from us and let God be God in our life. Let God be God. Let God exalt himself in our life. Hallelujah. He knows the path that we're to take. He knows everything that's on our journey. Remember what he said to Jeremiah, the first chapter, starting around the fourth verse. I knew you before, here it is, before I placed you in your mama's belly. I ordained you to the nations to be the prophet before you were born. God knows the plans that he has for us. So I thank God for keeping us encouraged. I thank the Lord for keeping us empowered. Thank the Lord for giving us insight enough to know to stay in our lane. How about if I just say it like that? Know your lane. Stay in it. God got it. And I have to remind myself that like stuff start coming that make no sense at all. Then you have to back up and say, God got this. This is a God thing. Yeah, he knew before the foundation of the world that this was going to happen. And he had already, it was planned out. And I like the 23rd song, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, but thou art with me. That was good right there that David said. Hallelujah. He had had confidence in his God. And when we find those saints that have walked away, they just got on the fence, one in particular. He said, this is a safe place right here. I'll just ride it out on the fence. And I'm not talking about to ridicule anyone. I'm just saying, let's pray for one another so that we don't get so weak and feel isolated that we'll walk away. The temptation for so many. And those that have walked away, that God will bring them back into the fold. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. It's only by the grace of God. Hallelujah. And we thank God. And his truth is what will keep us. His word. Yes, it will. Hallelujah. So we have to stay rooted and grounded in the word of God. It's so, so sweet. Hallelujah. When we read the word of God and then we just sit back and just let it absorb into our spirit, man. Hallelujah. God is kind to us. He's faithful to us. And he is long-suffering. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Even when he presents truth to us. And so often, and we so easily say that. Hallelujah. But we thank God for opening our eyes and allowing us to hear and see. Please forgive me. Hold on one moment, please. Hold on, please. Forgive me. I have to make this. Right in the middle of it. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, God is good. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Whew, glory. Thank you, Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you say, what? Why she turned the page? She should know that. I love reading it. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. God is able. Love you. Thank you for coming. And Elder, God bless you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Go in love, the love of God.